He hath made the deaf to hear. And in the epistle, St. Paul tells us, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Modern technology, it's actually a very interesting thing. It has come a long way, even since my childhood. I remember my first computer, a big old thing that takes up the whole desk, and of course the wall phones that always managed to wrap the cords around the chairs on the legs on the chairs and tables in the kitchen and whatnot. We've come a long way in technology. And then we look at social media and everything else. Well, we have cell phones that cost just as much as a computer, can do all the same things as a computer, but you can carry them in your pocket. Then on the social platform, we have Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, text messaging, Skype. They say now that we're up to, as far as social networking platforms, we're up to 212 different ones. It's rather amazing, isn't it? Steven Spielberg, and yes, you heard the right name, he said, technology can be our best friend, and technology can be the biggest party pooper of our lives because it interrupts our own story. It interrupts our own ability to have a thought or a daydream, to imagine something wonderful, because we're too busy bridging the walk from the cafeteria to the office while we're on our cell phone. And Jason Silva, I don't know who this man is, he says technology is a double-edged sword. He said, fire can cook our food, but can also burn us, much like technology. There's so many good effects of the technology that has been invented. For example, we think back in the 50s when it all began, Pope Pius XII, Bishop Fulton Sheen, and how they used technology to spread the faith all over the world. We think today how now you can watch the Mass online, you can read Father Chicada's articles online, and you can read about the saints online. You can do so much for the faith all online these days, whereas before you'd have to find a library with just the right books. But then there are the bad effects, too, of technology. It causes a lack of attention, naturally speaking. That is, it pulls our attention away from what we should be thinking about, from those things that we ought to be doing, our duties of state in life, for example. It causes constant fatigue. There's a certain name that they have for it when you're getting fatigued from all of the internet. But in any case, there's this constant fatigue because you're using your mind the whole day reading those things and skipping from this thing to that and then to the other. And did you know that even today, it is a cause of anxiety? It is one of the biggest causes of it. Not simply because of all of the negative news and being overwhelmed with so many people contacting you, but they said actually that because there are so many social platforms online, and you're meant to go from one to another and then scroll up and down, that everything is moving along so fast that it's caused the average person's attention span to go down to 8 seconds. They said, then what happens is it begins giving you heart palpitations. And then it leads into the anxiety and the panic attacks. And this is a real problem in today's day and age, this anxiety. It is nothing to laugh at. We hold our phones always in readiness for the next call. And almost immediately it should ring. We give it all our attention. We answer it promptly. No matter that it pulls us away from our other amusements, no matter that it pulls us away from family, no matter the strain that it causes on the mind, or the extra work that might be given to us should we answer this call from our boss. And never mind the fatigue that will certainly result from being constantly on call and on duty. And never mind either that you'll have nights of very rough sleep because of all of the blue light and whatnot. Never mind, you will answer the call. It causes, too, this answering of these different messages, a certain pleasure, a certain amount of happiness, but only fleeting until the next message comes in. But, my faithful, if you are one of the people who does this, then you have already all the makings of becoming a great saint. If, instead of being so ready to answer that next text or Instagram message, you hold yourself ready to answer the next call of Almighty God, that is, when He calls you by means of His actual graces, when He enlightens your intellect and suggests a good thought, those are different ways of God's calling. Graces through which God, in a way, speaks to you, showing you His holy will. And why this is exactly what all of the saints did. They were just as ready, more even, to answer God's call to action than even the most tech-savvy social butterfly among us is to answer his phone. And I promise you that the joy you will experience long-term in answering God's call will cause you much more joy and happiness. The saints, they always held themselves in readiness. They had a habitual attitude of waiting for the next grace. You could say that they always had their heavenly cell phone on the table, ready for it to ring so that they can pick it up and they can listen to what is said and follow through with it. And yes, the saints, just like us, when a call comes in, we push aside the other people who are with us to take the call, and we forget about all the other things that we were doing. That is what the saints did. I think of Samuel in the first book of Kings. He was sleeping one night, and he heard his name being called out, Samuel, Samuel. He woke up and he thought it was his teacher. So he went next door where his teacher was and he said, you called? Here I am. The teacher looked at him and said, I never called you. Go back to bed. Samuel obeyed, so he went back to bed. Moments later, he heard his name, Samuel, Samuel. He woke up, and he went right back to the teacher, thinking again that he had called him. The teacher said, I never called you. But then he began to think about it, and he realized, but it could be God calling you. So the next time you hear it, hear your name being called, then simply respond, here I am, Lord. What wilt thou have me to do? So he went back to bed, and yet again, Samuel, Samuel. And he woke up and he answered, and God gave him his will, his actual grace. Like most of us are to answer a call, we are prompt. So the saints were prompt in responding to the graces which God offered to them. We think of St. Paul in today's epistle. In one moment, he was a persecutor of the church. He was on his way, sword in hand, on horseback. He was on his way to Damascus to put to death some Christians, followers of our blessed Lord, when all of a sudden our Lord comes and knocks him off of his horse. Promptly, St. Paul responds, "What wilt thou have me to do?" He received that grace promptly and acted upon it. But graces, like phone calls, they can come at any time, day or night, and you don't want to miss them. If you miss a phone call, well, that person will probably call you back. I'm thinking all the more so if they're a telemarketer. They seem to always call back two or three times. But in any case, you'll get a call back from them. But if you were to put on hold to screen God's call, calling you to do something for his honor, well, then you might not get that second call back, a second chance. You see, you might say this, that every grace leads to another and to another. It is, as it were, a chain. Each grace is a link, and they're all linked together. If you accept one, then it leads to another, and so on and so forth. And this chain reaches from earth to heaven, and you are meant to climb this chain of graces into paradise. Miss one grace, and you run the risk of falling from that chain, and perhaps of never getting up again. Now, I speak to you all in sincerity now, like the deaf man in today's gospel. He received a very great grace from Almighty God. He was healed both in body and in soul, and received, perhaps after that, much more good from Almighty God. But you and I, we have too. We think of all the natural things that God has given us. A good family, a home to live in, beautiful sunny weather, and all of those things. And spiritually, what has he given us? Well, he has given to you and to me the faith, which has not been given to the majority of mankind today. You possess the faith established by Christ himself, which teaches pristine doctrine and teaches you the only way to the kingdom of God in heaven. You received that grace. He has given you the sacraments, particularly in a few moments. You will be in direct contact with Almighty God in the Holy Eucharist. He will come to you to strengthen you against all the temptations, and to encourage you against all the sadness that shall come to you today. He will do all of that for you. He has given us the sacrament of penance to heal spiritual leprosy. And at every moment, you are receiving a new and fresh actual grace of God. But one of the graces that God has given, and that I fear not too many people here are taken advantage of, is the Mass. The Mass. God comes from heaven to earth to do his work of redemption once more right here in Westchester, Ohio. But yet, so long as all of our attention is given to the cell phone, the call of the world, and social media, you will not hear God's call to the altar. Many of the people in my generation and the younger ones say that they're too busy to make a mass, an extra one, during the week. Sometimes this is true. Generally speaking, I think, I've been thinking about this for a while, it is because they are unnecessarily busy, and this busyness is caused not by their duties of state. This busyness is caused by the attachment to social media. They say that on average, nowadays, people spend up to 40 minutes a day on Facebook. But most people who have Facebook also have several other platforms of social media. And so quickly, the time builds up. In 40 minutes that you spend on Facebook, that's one mass. But take away some of the other social media outlets, and you could have your trip there and back, and still have your time on social media if you wish. It is our duty before God to dispose ourselves to God's graces. So many of these graces come to us in the Mass. But we are like the deaf man in today's gospel. We don't want to hear because we don't want to hear because there's all this social media that we're already listening to. We are to dispose ourselves to grace because any time that we accept or fail to accept a grace given to us by God could mean your salvation or someone else's. I end on this story and then a couple of practical pointers, not much longer. But there is a story, it happened to me, and is one of the best stories that has taken place in my priesthood, that a certain nurse who is not a practicing Catholic, she was on duty one day, tending to a dying woman in a hospital. Now, this nurse noticed one thing. She said that the dying woman was wearing a miraculous medal. She said ordinarily she would think nothing of it. But at that moment she said, I should probably do something about this. Call a priest. And she said, never before had she ever felt that way, that she needed to call a priest, because nurses aren't trained to do that. But she called the priest anyway on a Sunday. And so I went out and visited this woman, gave her extreme unction and all of the last rites. And later that night, the woman died. That miraculous medal was a grace given to the nurse. Had she ignored that grace, that woman that I anointed may never have made it into heaven. It is so important to not turn a deaf ear. But I end with these three pointers to the young people in particular. I'm not here to tell you, give up your Facebook or your Twitter or your social media. That's not practical advice. All things in moderation. That's the maxim of so many saints. What can you do to save time so that you can come to Mass and focus on your spiritual life? Number one, when you go on social media, have a goal in mind. What am I trying to accomplish by posting this or this? 2, set the timer. Never go beyond that time limit that you have established. And in those two ways, we will do very well. We will have time, all the time in the world, to spend again with God here in church. So let us then pay attention, not so much to the call of the phone, but to the next time that God calls you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.